We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:45 now on Total Information AM. I'm Scott Jagow. Good morning. Time to check in with Tom Ackerman, who's at the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk for a chat. Tom, in the studio, we have the replay going on of the Blues game last night. Lots of goals rolling in. What do you think's been the difference between this six-game winning streak and that eight-game losing streak?
You know, it's really just getting to play Craig Berube style hockey, getting things a little more simple and, you know, playing that physical style that they know. But also, you know, what comes out of great defense is offense. And in hockey, this team does have some playmakers. I do think the return of a healthy Pavel Buchnevich helps. He had a 4-point night last night. He is one of my favorite players to watch personally. I think he does just about everything for this team and is one of their best players. But Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou are the dynamic duo. And last night, they both had 3 points. Kyrou had 3 assists. Robert had a goal and 2 assists. I really think, Scott, that when it comes down to it, when Jordan Binnington is playing well, this team is just better. He had 30 saves last night. They play well in front of him. I do think their defense has been better, but they were missing some people last night. Didn't have Colton Parayko, didn't have Vladimir Tarasenko. They do have to be a healthy team to be successful, but, man, they've won 6 in a row, and they scored 6 goals last night, and that is significant when you consider that the Musial Awards were taking place next door. It always gives me chills when, on a night like that, when Stan Musial is remembered, that the number 6 is significant. The Blues score 6, and they win 6 in a row. I think that's a beautiful thing, and I thought just overall the Blues did what they thought they were capable of, which was get this team steered back in the right direction.
And speaking of the Musial Awards, there was a big deal for one of our St. Louis Cardinals.
Albert Pujols received the Lifetime Achievement Award for sportsmanship, and he goes way back with the Musial family. They're the ones who tried to make that happen with the St. Louis Sports Commission. Albert accepted, and last night was emotional. And I think really appreciative of the crowd, of the St. Louis experience. I really think that you're going to be able to see him for a long, long time. Now, he has mentioned he does have a 10-year personal services contract with the Angels and that he will honor that, but that doesn't mean he's exclusive to the Angels. He made that clear, actually, last night in front of the crowd, that you'll see him around Busch Stadium, and I think he wants to help the Cardinals a little bit. I'm not sure he's going to be part of Ollie Marmol's staff or anything, but I do think that he'll be a name that they can lean on, just like they lean on their Hall of Famers and their legends. I think you're going to see Albert Pujols around, and he will be in 5 years in Cooperstown as a Hall of Famer. But, you know, for him, it's more than just his playing career. Last night, he was honored for what he is as a person. And throughout his career, he has given back not only to the game, but to the communities where he serves. He is a man of faith. And he's always believed that his purpose is bigger than baseball. So this is just a portion of his life. And now this second chapter, post-baseball, I think it's going to be special to see what Albert Pujols is capable of.
On the football field, the Illini gave Michigan a run for their money, squeaking it out. Michigan did, staying undefeated. And TCU was able to win while Tennessee got blown out. So we still have kind of a clear picture of 4 undefeated teams at the top of the college football playoff standings.
Interesting, isn't it? Tennessee runs up the score against Missouri, and karma.
Yeah.
Meet Josh Heupel. Heupel meet karma. That was an absolute blowout yesterday, 63-38. Tennessee gets 63 scored on them by South Carolina, one of the worst offenses in the league. I looked at that game. I believe I said to you, whether it was Saturday morning or I might have said this Friday night on Sports Open Line, that Tennessee should win the game, but South Carolina, that atmosphere is going to be bananas. I mean, that stadium holds 80,000. They were ready to rock. It's a Saturday night. And Tennessee lost their grip on the game and got blown out, and they're out of the playoff. They're done. So they won't be chasing down TCU anytime soon, and this opens another door for LSU, although LSU can really control its own destiny. If LSU wins the SEC championship, they're in. They don't have to worry about a thing.
So they've
already wrapped up the SEC West. Now, they got to take down Georgia in that championship game, but that game is already set. Georgia beat Kentucky 16-6. I wouldn't look too much into that. Georgia is just an outstanding defensive team. Kentucky played its rear end off, but they're no match for Georgia's defense.
So you're saying LSU would leapfrog TCU?
Who's LSU wins the SEC, they are going to get into the playoff one way or the other. So I think that you look at Ohio State and Michigan, one of those teams is going to lose. They're going to play each other next week. Michigan really is limping along here, literally. Blake Corum, their running back, got knocked out of the game with a knee injury, and Illinois was able to stay in that game and nearly overtake them. I think it'll be a good game. It always is a great rivalry, but Michigan would be the team that I think could be teetering here a little bit. Maybe Ohio State, if they were to lose that game. TCU still has to take care of its business, but I'm telling you right now, if LSU, and they'll move up to 5 here, they beat UAB, which is not much of a contest, but they still are doing what they have to do. If they beat Georgia in the SEC championship, they'll be in the top 4.
Well, 2 hours from now, the World Cup kicks off in Qatar. You know, we could go on about all the background stuff there with the FIFA and the humanitarian issues, but let's just talk about the sporting part of it. Are you a World Cup guy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm definitely rooting on the United States, and you know, I think that the men's national team has gotten better. I just love the whole atmosphere of it. I'll be sitting back drinking my Budweiser here in the United States, which I'm very capable of doing, while you won't be able to do it there at the stadium. But yeah. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I love the fact that the St. Louis City SC is setting up watch parties. You're going to hear more about that here on KMOX as we move along this week. There will be opportunities, as there always are, to see matches, and you know City is going to be right in the middle of it. So that'll be fun. And there's another good soccer game. I do love the sport. I find it very satisfying and relaxing to watch, and beautiful to watch. And I'm looking forward to today's match between SLU and Indiana. This is SLU's chance to pull an upset on the road and move on in the NCAA tournament. So that's at 11 o'clock this morning. And then I've already mentioned them, but I should for the Sunday audience, and I will say something on sports on a Sunday morning, but that stadium that City has built is spectacular.
Yes, it is.
Just mind-blowing. When you walk in there, the video and photos really don't do it justice. It is a beautiful sight, really, when you walk in there and see it, actually from the outside, too, the way it's lit at night. And remember, 2026, the World Cup will be in the United States. And I think there's a good chance that City is going to make a run at a team to train here. They've got the top-notch facilities, some of the best in the world. In fact, they're the only one in really pro sports, definitely MLS, to have a training facility next to the stadium in a downtown. I mean, it's pretty convenient and very, very well done.
Yeah, and they'll have games in Kansas City for that World Cup, so it would make a lot of sense. Yeah, I'm definitely a soccer fanatic and have been my entire life. I've been to 2 World Cups. I went to one in the United States in the 90s, but then I went to the 2006 Cup in Germany. And that's just a whole other level when it's in one of those countries like that. It's like the world's biggest party.
I went to the World Cup in 1994, as you did. I saw Italy beat Bulgaria in the semis at Giant Stadium in East Rutherford. So I was 19 years old at the time. I was just blown away by it. The only other close European experience that I've had was back when we actually liked Stan Kroenke, and he owned Arsenal. I traveled with the Rams up to London to see them play the Patriots, and we went to see Arsenal play in their stadium.
Oh, that's
so I got
awesome.
A little EPL experience. But, yeah, I do appreciate the game.
Yeah, and we have Monday at 1, we play Wales, the U.S., and then Friday is going to be insane. They're blocking off the streets in front of the Amsterdam Tavern for England, USA. It doesn't get any better than that.
Doesn't get much better, and in 1950, the U.S. beat England.
That's right.
In the World Cup with a team made up of mostly St. Louisans.
Absolutely.
So you will be hearing a lot of that as we go along this week as well.
All right, well, tell us what's coming up. Sports on a Sunday at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we have a big day of sports today. So the 10 o'clock hour, we'll recap the Musial Awards, the Blues game. We'll touch on what SLU is doing. They got smoked yesterday by Maryland, and they'll play today at 2:30 against Providence. We'll also preview that soccer match that I was talking about. Steve Holly of Guns N' Hoses, the matchup between the firefighters and police officers at Enterprise Center the night before Thanksgiving. He will come on to talk about Guns N' Hoses. That's at 10:45 today. 11 o'clock hour, Bob Costas will join me at 11:05. And we're going to touch on Bill Wilkerson. Today is KMOX Day, 11:20. And we will talk about one of the giants of our radio station's history, Bill Wilkerson, who called games for the football Cardinals, Mizzou, Blues, among others. He was also co-host of Total Information AM for many years. And then at 11:30, John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, will talk things over with me before we have an NFL preview and the Chiefs play tonight on KMOX. We have the Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers at 7:20.
Sounds good. Busy day of sports. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care. It is 4 minutes before 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.